One time someone commented to me, "Father Charlie, I don't get what kind of book the Bible is." And they said, "I can't figure out if it's meant to be a history book, because there are parts of the Bible that seem to read more like history. Don't get if it's poetry, because it seems like there's some parts of the Bible that are more poetic. There seem to be some parts of the Bible that are more kind of like pithy settings or meant to help us to grow in wisdom, and other parts that seem to give us a way that we can be able to live our daily lives. I don't get what kind of book the Bible is." And I said, "Well, it's because it's option E, all of the above." And I think sometimes we can treat the Bible like it's one book and like Genesis is chapter one of that book. But I think it's important for us to remember, if you go through the Bible, you don't see each book of the Bible listed with a chapter. You see within the books of the Bible that there are then chapters and verses within it. And that's intentional, because it's to remind us how it's a compilation of books. And so whenever we pray, when we read the Bible, it's important for us to remember that it's a compilation of books. And if you do any kind of introduction to Bible studies, which I highly recommend, goes a lot more into all the different types, variety, etc. But the reason why I think that's so important is there is such a great variety of treasure in the Bible. Because of all the different styles that are used, it helps us to be able to connect with our Lord. And I find that different parts of the Bible many times resonate with different individuals because of how that particular style speaks to their particular heart. And so something good to kind of reflect, what is that part of the Bible that's my favorite part? Why is that part one of my favorites? Now, there's different ways, of course, of praying, of studying Scripture. I'll offer my personal favorite is the one that I use every single year when I go on my silent retreat. So as a priest, I'm required to go on a silent retreat, but I love silent retreats so much, I take the extended version. Instead of doing the minimum 5-day, I like to do the extended 8-day version. And the version of retreats that I go on each year are in the Ignatian method. And the Ignatian method has various prayer hours that one prays each day. And when one is praying those prayer hours, the first thing one does is takes a particular scripture verse, many times giving choices of which ones to choose from, and then praying with that particular scripture verse. And especially my personal favorite way to pray with scripture is what's called the imaginative style or imaginative prayer. So one imagines oneself within the scripture passage itself. And I kind of see which character am I drawn towards. So for example, in the gospel we just heard proclaimed, would I be drawn more towards Jesus? Would I be drawn to Jesus' disciples? Would I be drawn to those who are hearing Jesus proclaiming this particular message we just heard proclaimed? So that's a way of imaginative prayer engaging. But from that place and of entering into the scripture passage, God will take me to different things. Sometimes he'll bring me to different memories or experiences that I've had in my life. Sometimes not always the easiest or most pleasant ones, because he wants to talk and do something within that memory to help heal something or to help transform something. Sometimes I'm wrestling with something and I don't know which decision to make, which direction to go. And so God will give enlightenment and guidance on what is the way that God is leading me in a particular moment or situation. And sometimes I sit there for the entire hour frustrated because it seems like nothing is happening. That can happen too. Just know if you ever pray with scripture and it seems like nothing's happening, sometimes that happens as well. There are moments when one can pray with scripture and great insights, revelations, experiences, encounters with God happen, but sometimes there are those frustrating moments as well. And the reason I share that is today we have an opportunity to reflect on the importance of God's Word and to reflect, how do I pray with God's Word on a regular basis? The church has given us the treasure of daily readings, so we literally have ways that we can pray with sacred scripture on a daily basis. And thanks to modern technology, etc., there's various podcasts, etc., out there the Bible in a year, of course, being the one that in the last year has risen to great popularity and is one that I find many people have found to be helpful in growing in their knowledge of sacred scripture. But to me, again, it's always so important to remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the second person of the Trinity, also known as the Word of God. And there are moments in our lives when we feel like God is not speaking to us. Sometimes people will tell me that. In those moments, I like to grab a Bible and say, here, read this, he'll speak to you. But it's interesting, in those moments when sometimes we're struggling, how often do we grab the Bible and go to sacred scripture and to ask God to speak to us literally through his word? I know that I don't always recommend this, but earlier in my life when I had different things, I would do the open the Bible, point to it, and say, okay, Lord, you'll speak something there. Sometimes the Lord did at that stage of my life because he knew that I needed that as he's grown me in the spiritual life a little different. But there is a way that God's word will speak that thing that we need to hear in particular moments or situations of our life. And that's why our Lord says in this gospel passage we heard proclaimed that these things were fulfilled in his audience's hearing. He's talking, of course, of the reference of the prophet Isaiah and how our Lord as the Messiah is fulfilling what the prophet Messiah said, but he's taking it a step further. He's not just saying that he is fulfilling what the prophet Isaiah said of being the Messiah and doing those messianic tasks. He's literally saying that all of Scripture is fulfilled in him because he is the Word of God. And I think as we pray with sacred Scripture, it's important to remember the great tradition of the church. And the tradition of the church helps us especially to understand and to see what God is speaking to us when there's difficult moments of sacred scripture. Look up the she bears and you'll understand what I'm talking about. There are moments where we wonder, what is our Lord trying to say? And in those moments, we can go to the tradition of the church and see, oh, I'd not thought of it in that particular way. So as we pray with sacred scripture, we also, as Catholics, have the blessing of tradition. And that way that it helps us to understand what God is speaking in certain words, circumstances, and especially that sacred scripture should be read through the lens of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And through Christ, we have that opportunity to be able to encounter the Word of God living and true through sacred scripture. So I invite you to reflect how often, again, you pray with sacred scripture. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, Father Charlie, honestly, I don't pray with sacred scripture, maybe hardly at all, but I'm interested how to do it. Again, mentioned that podcast series from Father Mike Schitz. I found that to be very helpful for others. There's different ways that you can sign up, and there will be ways that scripture will be sent to you, various studies, whether it be through, again, Ascension Press or the Word on Fire, with Bishop Barron. There's so many different resources. You just have to literally Google search, word search, etc. on the internet, and you'll find something. Here at St. Albert the Great, we continue to offer our Discipleship U Adult Faith Formation Program on Thursday nights. We'll be starting up in the month of February. And know that there's ways to be able to go deeper into Scripture through those studies, as well as going deeper into other aspects of our faith. And so if you're reflecting on yourself, I'd like a little bit of help and being able to enter into these studies, please know that Discipleship U has various ways to be able to enter and to go deeper in sacred scripture and to kind of jumpstart you if you're not sure of where to begin. If you have any questions about Discipleship U, you can talk to Deacon Dan after Mass, because Deacon Dan is the Discipleship U deacon, as I've called him now. So, Discipleship U deacon, Deacon Dan. I like alliteration. So that's a way of being able to grow in our faith. But again, I especially encourage you, reflect on how does the Word become living? Every time I don't want to pray with Scripture, it's when it just becomes words on a page, when it's no longer the living Word of God. Whenever I enter into my silent retreat, I always get a little bit of excitement and a jump start in praying with Scripture, because it helps me to remember, wow, there's so much richness here. God is so alive when one prays with scripture in this way. But the busyness of life, stresses of life, etc., sometimes come upon us and we forget. The reason the church offers this Sunday to reflect on the Word of God is to realize that treasure that many times is hidden to us. And it's up to us. Do we choose to take that reminder and allow it to jumpstart us to do something new with the Word of God? Or do we stay in that same cycle?